10 years of democracy have brought many things to Indonesia, including political variety, a wider distribution of wealth and real efforts to fight corruption. But Indonesia's reform decade has also brought something unexpected, a tenfold increase in the rate of divorce. From Jakarta, our Indonesia correspondent Jeff Thompson reports.
These days, when she gets home from her job at a bank, 37-year-old Yana pours herself a cup of tea and plays with her son, rather than arguing with her unemployed husband, who was usually found in front of the TV. Yana, who doesn't wish to broadcast her full name, says the arguments often ended in abuse.
He was my husband for 4 years only and can beat me like that. I thought better for me to live by myself, my son and my family, rather than with him. I have to get argue every day, beat from him most of time. So I leave him.
Yana is far from alone. New figures from Indonesia's Religious Affairs Ministry reveal that the number of divorces in Indonesia each year have increased tenfold since the end of the Suharto era in 1998. In that year, there was an average of 20,000 divorces a year. Now the figure is around 200,000. The chairwoman of Indonesia's National Commission on Violence Against Women, Kamala Chandrakirana, says that prior to the reform period, women felt they had no choice but to stay in unhappy marriages.
When the opening of the political arena in Indonesia happened during the reform, and the women's movement became stronger, more prominent, and more accepted by the mainstream women, they felt that they did not want to stay in abusive and unhappy marriages, and they understand now that there's actually a way, and that the marriage law actually provides them with a way, and that they now have the confidence to make use of the law that was designed for their rights in the first place.
Of course, Islamic conservatives could argue that reform and democracy equals families falling apart.
That's why they don't particularly like seeing the women's movement gaining ground.
While many different reasons are given for divorce in Indonesia, the fastest growing reason cited is political differences between spouses. But it's polygamy which is the most common divorce dispute to end up before Indonesia's religious courts, when Muslim husbands decide that one wife just isn't enough.
Jeff Thompson reporting from Jakarta.